So I'm not sure why this happens or who needs to hear this, but I'm going to be straight with you, okay? If you got an idea for a business, a product, a service, whatever that may be, so many people think, hey, I don't want to tell people because they're going to steal my idea. Let me be real clear with you. People like me, entrepreneurs, business owners, multimillionaires, just badass people, right? We're not going to steal ideas. We don't care about that. Let me give you an example. So let's say you have, I don't know, an idea for a new product, a new tire or something like that, right? And let's say that tire can, I don't know, get 2% better gas mileage because of XYZ physics, dynamics, whatever it is. Okay, so in your mind, you're like, hey, I shouldn't tell anybody because if I tell somebody, they're going to steal my idea. They're going to steal it. No, they're not. They're not going to steal your idea. Because in businesses, as well as product design, placement, all that stuff, the idea doesn't make money. And that's the biggest misconception that I cannot overstress. Ideas are like dreams, and without action, purposeful movement, they are just fantasies. I had a conversation with a buddy earlier today, and he's like, hey, I'd like to come on your show. I want to talk about this. I have a problem. I have this question. I have this idea, but can you not post it? I don't want anybody to take it. And so I was telling this guy, I was like, listen, man, like, no one's going to take your idea. In fact, if they do take the idea and they make it work, you should feel bad about it. And what I mean by bad is not, you know, be clammed up and not talk to anybody about your ideas anymore. But what I'm saying is that if somebody hears an idea from you or someone else and they decide to put the effort in it, the purposeful movement into something that you may have thought of, and they beat you because you're not doing a damn thing except for sitting on your hands and hoping that money will come by and hoping that investment will come and hoping it'll work, they deserve that business and that success. So make no mistake, you got an idea for a business or a product or service, great. You need to tell everybody so that it reaffirms you and you make a social contract with the people that you told that you're going to get it done. Because if you don't do that, do you know what happens? It's going to sit in your head. It's going to fester and boil and eventually just boil off like a bad batch of beer, and everything at the bottom is going to be crap. But in reality, you could have just said, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell my idea to as many people as I can to get them hyped up about it. I'm not going to really want their feedback because I think feedback is going to destroy your motivation and your discipline or whatnot, but at least get their feedback and then do it, man. Just fucking do it. Like Shia LaBeouf, just do it, right? Just do it. Telling your idea to people and thinking they're going to steal it is like on another level of laziness. In fact, I would say you're coping for, remember, I'm in psychiatry, okay? So I could actually legally tell you this. You're afraid to tell people your idea because you're afraid of they're going to judge you. You're afraid that they're going to take it. So instead of you making that purposeful action to do what you're supposed to do, you're like, I'll just keep it in the back of my head and I don't want to be judged. But hey, if I tell someone, they're going to steal it. So I'd rather just not tell anybody. And 3 to 5 years later, I'm still going to have that idea. I'm going to make no progress. But hey, you know what? They didn't steal my idea. So that, my lovely friends, that's the second quick short episode of The Bow, The Brotherhood of Wealth. I welcome you guys to call, message, have some fun. Let's answer questions together. Let's grow people's lives. You know, let's make a difference. Let's make a difference. Let's make a difference. God, logically speaking, I shouldn't be doing this, right? Logically speaking, for every hour that I spend on this or messaging or answering people's questions, I lose thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars by doing this logically. But passionately, I love to see people succeed that I've actually had a hand in their success. That in itself is probably one of the most rewarding things you can do as an entrepreneur is build your business to a certain level and then all of a sudden shape someone else and help them build their business. So make no mistake, you need this. Make no damn mistake, you need a platform, whether it's Bow, the Brotherhood of Wealth, or whatever. You need to work with a platform that's going to hold you accountable and it's going to call you out so that when you succeed, you're going to come back and say, hey, Mike, I'm so glad, I'm so grateful that you called me out on my shit. So I actually excelled and I won. And I turned that idea into greatness. So take care, you guys. Much love. Good seeing you guys. Have a great week. Remember, 2024, it's January 11th. Make 2024 your year. And if it doesn't become your year, you're the only one to blame. Peace.